Hey, thanks so much for holding. My name is Muzz. I represent Local Splash, certified partners with Google. Am I speaking with Sam and Ethan?
Yes.
All right, gentlemen, how are you guys? Thanks for your patience.
We're doing good. Happy Tuesday. How about yourself?
Happy Tuesday. Doing well. It's not Monday, and, you know, it's a we're already flying through October, right? Jeez, time.
Oh, my gosh. Tell me about it.
So, like, the years go by like months, months like weeks, and weeks like days, right?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. And you guys are out of L.A., correct?
Yes.
All right. Awesome, awesome. And did you have any questions for me aside from pricing?
So where are we going to be at on that third? Are we going to be on the first, like he said, when the little red dots come up for the company that are close by the person is looking for it or what have you? Where are we going to be at? We're going to be on the first phase. You know, as you scroll down, they have like about four that's right there, the first four. And then kind of everybody else, where are we going to be at? What are we paying for it to be? Where at? What number or whatever, I don't know what I'm trying to say.
No, I think you're saying it right. When we were looking up, you know, you have that, I think it's a green check mark, like sponsored from Google.
Correct.
We were seeing like Roto-Rooter, you know, all those big companies.
Right.
We're wondering competitively where we'll be.
Google between. Google has three different marketing strategies or options when it comes to advertising your business on Google. What you're looking at is called Google Local Service Ads, also known as Google Guaranteed, which is a green verified check mark. That's ideal for a business owner who has at least minimum 5 reviews, has a website, really passes, you know, what Google requires. It's not available for every industry. It's not available in every location. It is hot. It is trending. The second strategy is Google Sponsor Ads. That's a pay-per-click or PPC campaign where Google utilizes the bidding process to determine your ad position. So instead of paying per lead like Google Local Service Ads, the pay-per-click. So usually there's 6 spots available above the map section. Again, ideal for a business owner, has a website, wants to go beyond a 30, 50, 100-mile radius. This call is specifically for the mapping section. So the benefit is that the position just became available within our company, and we're looking to fill it today. So once we do begin working with you on the first page of Google, we close out the category. We cannot work with anyone else who does what you do. And with this strategy, there's no, you don't have to pay per lead, click, call, job. There is no equity. As simple as someone typing in your service or services, and then you'll be found.
So
does that make sense?
Flat rate, monthly, month to month basis.
Correct.
Flat fee. That
is correct. So the program is designed to be flexible. It is a month to month payment of $299. No long term contract required. For the price, you'll have a dedicated team working to verify, list you guys, optimize your map listing on Google, ensuring that you're easily found in your local area. And then we also design, host, maintain your website to keep it up to date, functioning smoothly. And then in addition to all this, we get you on, you know, Yelp, Yahoo, Alexa, Siri, Bing, and run some Facebook ads. We do a full directory update. And again, it is just a month to month.
Great. And so one question that I just had when you were saying those things. Yelp, Google, you said Bing, Siri, all those things. If we're already have a presence on those, is that a service that you guys provide in addition to the $295, or is that included within that? Like, you guys maintain those things?
Yeah. So if you already have, like, for example, you said Alexa or Yelp, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Then we would help you manage that. Are you paying Yelp right now? Is that like a free trial you're on, or is that an ad?
At the moment, we're just visible on it. We just have the page.
Okay.
I don't believe.
And what was you talking about? You have to have at least 5
good reviews.
Good reviews. We don't have 5 yet?
Oh, we do. He was saying we made
that.
Oh, we
do. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So
where I'm at is this. We are really... You know, you guys, we really have been looking for a company like this. And what we're saying is this, because we're plumbers, but he's young and he's smart, and so he's navigating through all this stuff. But I would like to pay you guys to do our, have our presence and monitor us and make sure we're getting close to the top of the food chain. And while me and him is doing plumbing, you understand what I'm saying? We've been stumbling through it and we've been doing the best we could, but it's not what we do. So we have done a lot already, but we do kind of need somebody to manage it. The 299 is not a problem whatsoever to get us, you know, with the service you guys are calling for. But I want you to know that I understand that everything comes with a price. So I want you to do whatever you can because I'm trying to grow the business. And so as soon as the phone starts ringing more, I'm going to have more technicians. So if you guys can help me in my presence, that's going to help me and everybody. You know what I'm saying? And I know that, that it, like Ethan said, I know that at some point it's in addition to the $2.99 for you to monitor it and, you know, do whatever you guys do because, you know, it's a job. So you can't do all of that for $2.99. You understand what I'm saying? So, yeah, I just want to let you know that we really need your service and we've been putting through it, but I'd much rather. And so we're just trying to grow the business and grow our presence. And if you guys can help us do that, that is the first step that we're going to do. The $2.99, let's do it. And I just want you to be my salesperson or whatever, somebody that I just want somebody to look out for us and our presence on Google and all the stuff that you just talked about.
Yeah,
you
for sure.
I mean?
Did.
I'm not as concerned about a price because I know it costs, but it's going to pay for itself.
Bye. Right. So we're here to help you guys save time, money, and effort. Like, obviously, with Yelp, what we're learning is after your free trial, you guys are going to end up paying anywhere from $11 to $15 a day, $300, $450 for clicks. 90% of searches begin on Google. Is Yelp important? Yes. It's essentially a chapter inside of Sam's Plumbing and Routers and within Google's book. So it's very important to have as many pages as possible when it comes to a business for Google to crawl or index. And then I did notice that you're with Angie's. So again, if you guys are having a good time with Angie's and, you know, whether you're converting on leads, whether you're not converting leads, Google does give you guys the benefit of the doubt, especially because it comes with the website. Gentlemen, can you guys confirm a text message I sent to the number we're speaking on ending in 8875?
Sure. Let me take a quick look.
I sent two messages.
Great, and click on the link to verify.
Yes, sir. So there's the first message consists of two links. The first will take you to our agency's headquarters, who we are, our website. We've been doing this for over 20 years. And the second link is our affiliation, our partnership, our badge with Google. So Google, they recognize, they reward agencies based off certain criteria. So it's not really a bumper sticker Google just gives to you for fun. We are caught up with our continuing education when it comes to how well we maintain and optimize our clients' accounts to perform well, in addition to the amount of dollars that we manage consistently on, you know, on a monthly basis to help our clients to sustain their success on an ongoing basis. So just a few things Google looks at. Second text message, three website examples. So your website that we would actually design and build out for you would look like the following.
Okay. And we actually do have a website that we made live and connected to our Google Business profile.
Let me see that here.
You guys, if we have an existing one, you guys still offer the maintenance?
We
and,
do.
Oversight?
Who built you the website?
We made it right through... Now. Hover and Wix. I want to say Wix is where we store the DNS, and then our host is Hover. And that was a paid service about a year or two ago. So that has been done. I think that was a just a person who designed websites. They hired directly.
Got it. Okay. So if you guys are in love with your website, no problem. We can use that, optimize it. We don't encourage it, to be honest with you. It really kind of comes down to the platform it's built on, like WordPress. We find it to be, you know, the
right.
best. Let me go ahead and audit.
I don't believe we're tied down to it. The one thing that when I was doing my research is I found that Hover is not really one of the bigger ones. When you said WordPress, that's the one I was seeing all the time. And so, yeah, we are not locked down to that website on our open.
Just so you know, we are not in love with it. We just...
Okay. Great. Yeah, I would just kind of tell it like it is. Let us build a website for you guys. If you have a domain that I see here, we can go ahead and transfer that domain over for you, no problem. If you want us to purchase a new one, it's all included with that $299.
I think a new one is really going to do well. That helps a lot with the when you said WordPress and things like that. Based on where you're hosting, that helps your SEO, correct?
Yeah. So the biggest thing with WordPress is it's really for those who are seeking like high customization, more scalability and control over their website. It does have a lot of themes and plugins for larger projects. It is SEO friendly, but again, there's a big learning curve to it. Here, let me send this over to you guys as well, because you guys will have full access to this too.
Yeah, Wix is very user friendly. Get a website up and running in 3 hours, kind of thing. WordPress
kind of like
a little bit more.
Right, it's kind of like cleaner code. Wix is drag and drop, you know, kind of cookie cutter.
Yeah,
it just really kind of comes down to your business needs. I mean, there are business owners there who don't care for it. I mean, you never get a second chance to make a first impression. You know, it's your business card online, essentially. So you guys, I did send you a text message there. It's a YouTube video. You guys will be given a username and password to log into a dashboard. And this dashboard comes with customized tracking and reporting. You'll be able to see what keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, even the location of the search that was performed. And it allows you to track your phone calls, that you're receiving from new customers. You can add, remove keywords, run promotions. Like you have an entire team doing the labor for you, but the dashboard does come with a web editor. So if you guys feel as if you want to kind of add, remove things to your website, you guys have that option. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Sweet.
All the things you're talking about are things that I've learned in the last 3 weeks.
Okay.
Everything sounds good so far.
Great. Yeah, I mean, if you'd like to move forward, I just need to confirm your company info, process the transaction, and then I would get you in the calendar with the client onboarding agent, and then your client onboarding agent will begin the work and kind of take it from there.
Great. Let's get to it.
All right, so for the actual company information, so obviously the business name, Sam's Plumbing and Router. Did you want me to add or remove anything from there?
Nope, that's correct.
All right, and then the first and last name of the primary on the account?
Samuel Hicks, SamuelHicks, Samuel Hicks.
All right, and then the email address for everything in writing?
Give me one moment. It is... So it's Sam, S-A-M, the number 4, the letter U, Plum, P-L-U-M-B, @yahoo.com.
Okay. And then the best phone number for customers to call you?
Did you want that the toll-free or the one we have on Google? Toll-free. So it's going to be 877-444-5211.
And then do you guys have a cell phone number for our team members to call?
Yes, let me get that one up for you really quickly as well. Just a moment. Wi-Fi is a little slow. Okay, phone number for that one will be 310-527-2128.
All right.
You know what?
All right, and then your business address, it's 13512 Avalon Boulevard?
58
Can we update that address?
Yeah, our office is in Long Beach
sure.
now.
Yeah, it's going to be 5575. 5575 Lewis Avenue, Lewis, Long Beach, California. 90805 5575.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Go ahead and generate the invoice here. Are you guys interested in prepaying for the whole year? Save money?
Not yet.
I think just month to month for now.
No problem.
Hey, as soon as we make some more money, we got to spend
you,
more. So,
100%. Yes, sir. 100%. Most business owners, they do the whole year because it's tax deductible. They're not retiring. Google website. They're thinking long term. And the longer you do this, you'll branch out into different geographical locations. So essentially, you'll hit different parts of LA. We all know how big LA is, and then OC, Inland Empire. But yeah. I hear you, my friend. You can always give us a call, upgrade to something more comprehensive, or if you want to just do the whole year, be done with it, we will be here for you.
So if we, let's say, we pay for 1 month a month, and then next month things are, we got a little bit more capital, can we still take advantage of that 1 year?
Existing client, we'll work something out for you. That's not a problem. I mean, we're all about, long-term partnerships, so.
Hello?
Right. Okay. Perfect. That makes sense. Awesome.
Hello?
All right. And then for the billing, for the card that you're going to be using to pay with, what is the business address on the card?
The business address on the card? Let me see. He actually just answered a phone call. Let me ask him really quickly.
Okay.
And the address for... That's connected to the card itself, right?
Correct.
5575 is connected on this card?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, it'd be 5575. Yeah.
All right. Is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Discover,
okay. And does it have Samuel Hicks written on it?
Yes, it does. Samuel L. Hicks is written on here.
Samuel L. Hicks.
Middle initial L.
All right. And then the card number.
Card number is 6011-0143-4796-5480.
All right. Expiration?
Expiration is 12 28.
And the security code?
Security code 393.
All right. And then because we're giving you guys more visibility, more exposure, you're going to get random calls. What we want to do is get you a security question, either your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. That way, if you question who is on the phone, you don't know if it's someone from Local Splash or not, you can always ask them to answer the question. And then if they can, obviously it's us. If not, then you want to disconnect the call. So which question did you guys want?
My pet name.
All right. And answer?
Salem.
Caleb?
Salem, like the cigarette. Like the evil Salem.
They were like Salem witch trials. So
yeah, Salem witch trials.
S-A-L-E-M.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. What kind of pet do you have?
She's a cat. Kitty cat.
Oh, no kidding, man. You know, I had a cat. His name was Smokey. And I had him. Oh, my goodness, man. I had him for a month. And, my wife and I were here in a two-bed apartment, and, we just weren't really giving him enough time. He didn't have a playmate. And then, he started jumping on the counters and everything. It wasn't really sanitary, but we miss him. We love the guy to death.
They get everything.
Yeah, I mean, we wish he had a playmate. We wish we knew that, you know, so. All right.
I'm telling you, this is the first time I've ever had a cold call that I was waiting for.
Well, lucky me, right? Lucky me. No, that's awesome, man. Everything happens for a reason, right?
Yep. You got it wholeheartedly. Don't start me preaching, man, because I will.
All right, I'm just going to triple check everything for you guys here. And then I have to go ahead and read you a voice verification, is what we call it.
Okay.
So basically, just before I process your payment, I have to walk you through this. So the reason is because I have you on a discounted pre-agreement, and it's an added form of protection for you gentlemen that will send to you in writing, okay, with your invoice. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand, just do me a favor, stop me so we can review it carefully. Just say, hey, Muzz, what does that mean? And I'll rephrase it for you. Again, just want to make sure, you know, we're all on the same page here, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and is an added form of protection for you to ensure the accuracy of your order. Please state the name of your business.
Sam's Plumbing and Router.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Ethan Harrison, service technician.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yeah.
All right. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is where I gave you the security question to verify. Okay. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. Calls will come from our 877-635-6225 customer service number. I would encourage you to save this number. I'll go ahead and send it to you right now via text. You can save it under Local Splash under your accounts, okay?
Great.
and I'll go ahead and do that now.
Customers will be reaching out to us directly, correct? And
correct.
Not going, okay, good, okay, perfect.
Correct, right. They search for your services, they call you directly.
Perfect. This is just when you are, Local Splash is reaching out to us for any type of account inquiries or anything like that.
Correct, yes, sir.
Awesome, okay, great.
Okay. All right. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, October 8, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $299. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 8th day in the amount of $299. This will be a recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at that 877-635-622 phone number. You must speak to a live representative, okay? So to prevent charges for your next billing, month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due.
Makes sense.
All right. Keep in mind, Local Splash is international and has representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and process this payment here. Just stand by. And then while this is going through for your Yelp, just log in and then go to your billing. And then there it'll read your products. You can click on manage. When you click on manage, it's going to show you what you're going to be paying for. If you're not going to be paying for anything and you're sure of it, don't worry. You shouldn't see anything there. But a lot of business owners come across unpleasant surprises, if you know what I mean. So just want to double, triple check that, okay?
Can I get some more clarity on that? I don't think I followed that 100%.
Sure. So right now you're not paying anything to Yelp. Right. So usually when a business owner tells me that, I'm automatically assuming that they got you guys on a free trial before they ultimately start charging you for clicks, known as Yelp ads. So what I strongly suggest is log into your business Yelp page, go to your billing, and then click on where it says manage next to your products just to double check that. Okay.
Okay, to see if we're actively being charged, just to make sure that that's not being, okay.
Right, so because it shows you a list of what you will potentially be paying for. And so it does give you a cancel option. So just to help you guys out there. Okay?
Appreciate that.
Also, it's going to give us a list of the services we can buy. Like, stuff they offer that we can get that we're not signed up for now, right? Whatever Yelp has to offer, we will be able to see it when we put manage. Like, for instance, Yelp
correct.
Offers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Precisely. There. You will be presented a list. Like, it usually says Yelp ads, and then it also says, like, you're paying $30 just because you're a licensed professional, which is nonsense. And then it's going to show you, like $120 or $180 for some kind of upgrade package, which they're not transparent about. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Now.
Yeah.
You just said that we agree to let you know anytime that we're doing some type of marketing with another company or something. So would that be we would let you know that we have upgraded the marketing with Yelp at that point? you know, when you were reading the list, you were saying you agreed to notify us anytime you
start a new marketing campaign.
Right. Would Yelp be considered something that we would let you know if we decided to do some type of advertising with them? Would that fall under that?
Yeah, so we are your first line of defense. So if you relocate, you change your name, your address, your phone numbers, you know, we're not only doing it on Google, but we're doing it on those directories. This package does not include a Yelp ad, pay-per-click. Obviously, that's a separate budget. But we do have a partnership with them, and we can address, you know, how we can further discuss that later down the road. It does come with Facebook ads.
So otherwise, okay. Let you guys do what you do, and before we commit to something else, we need to run it by you so we'll make sure that we're doing the best thing and that you can offer the same service and we keep everything in-house instead of being all over the place.
Exactly. So instead of looking, you know, to the left and going through Yelp there and then turning around and doing your website there, you know, we're going to bundle everything in one package.
I understand. Yeah, I got it.
Correct.
Yeah.
And to give you guys a, you know.
I know what the right hand's doing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And just to give you guys a timeline breakdown, day 1, 2, 3, you'll be speaking with the client interviewee. So this will be a 30 to 45 minute informational interview. They'll go over, you know, quality control, ensuring that everyone's on the same page, in addition to content editing. Day 5, 6, 7, your reporting dashboard, directories, all will be submitted. You should have received a text and email of that. And then days 7 to 14, really your Facebook ads will be launched as well as your website. Day 45 to 60, your listings on the front page start to appear. Ranking is increased over time. And then every day after that is continuous reporting, ongoing review, and customer support. We do touch base. And then for any questions we have, we call you.
Okay, great.
Your payment went through successfully, so I do want to say congratulations, gentlemen. We do welcome you to Local Splash.
That's the first two from Horn.
He's on another call. Feel free to continue.
Oh, he's on another call. Okay.
Yeah.
So what I need to do is get you in a calendar and schedule that appointment for the informational the interview. Just give me 1 second here.
Sure.
Okay.
Can you guys do tomorrow 9 a.m. Pacific?
Tomorrow 9 a.m. Pacific? Yes, I can do that.
Excellent.
Okay, I'm going with first grade. Okay, bye. Yay. Okay, so.
Sure. All right, so I went ahead and I sent that invitation out on Google Calendar, if you can confirm you received it. Or actually, wait a minute, I need to go back and edit this. Hang on. I didn't do the right timing. There we go.
Hello?
I know he's got his Yahoo Mail on here. Oh, here we go.
There it is.
There we go. So I have 3 so far, an initial invoice, a welcome, and then an action needed. Oh, pictures for verification.
Yes. So you're already verified, so certain things you may need, certain things probably not. For the initial invoice, if you can go ahead and pull that up for me, there's terms and conditions that you guys need to sign.
Okay. Go through Access Dashboard, and then that's where I can confirm and sign?
Correct.
Okay, it's asking for a username and password.
Okay, so your username should be your phone number. And then the password here, let me see.
The phone number we're calling on, or the 310?
It would be your phone number that we're on, 714-395-8878.
I'm not familiar with the phone on this one. Can you repeat that for me? Sorry about that.
You don't worry. 714-395-8875.
Okay. And the password?
And the password should be Run Internet.
R-U-N Internet. Any capitals in that one?
No. You should be able to sign the terms and conditions without logging into the dashboard, actually, because, the dashboard is something your client onboarding agent will help you with, but you should be able to have access to the actual terms and condition page. It says local splash terms of experience. Do you not see that?
No, I see it right here, and I'm actually filling in. I clicked on the agree to the subscription, and it brought me to this signature page. So.
Okay, got it. So nothing to do with the dashboard. Okay.
No, yeah, I was able to.
I was about to say, like, wait a minute.
That.
Okay.
Like, oh, I went out there. Okay.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute, I don't remember any time having someone log into the dashboard to sign an agreement, but yeah.
Right. Okay, so I went ahead and deconfirmed signature. It diverts me to now to the login page.
There you go. And so your login should be your phone number and then Run Internet. If it's not Run Internet, don't worry. Your client onboarding agent will go ahead and give you that there, okay?
Perfect.
And then you can always change your settings. Outside of that, it looks like, yeah, we're all set. That would conclude our phone call, guys. Again, my name is Muzz, and we thank you for choosing Local Splash as your preferred Google marketing company. We understand you guys have a choice. It's a privilege. So we're fired up here, and just be on the lookout for that call tomorrow at 9 a.m., okay?
Perfect. And, yeah, we're fired up, too. Is it possible for me to request the call to my personal phone number since we'll be, at a separate spot? Okay.
Okay, let me go ahead and change that in the actual email.
Just in case I'm not able to make it over here, you know, how that goes.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Okay, and then your phone number?
562-922-1232. Lots of twos.
Lots of twos. Okay, so I went ahead and I changed that on our end here. And that everything looks, yeah, everything looks good.
Perfect. We're very excited too. It's like he said, you guys called, and it's exactly what we were hoping for when it comes to cold calls, when you really don't want a cold call necessarily. It was exactly what we needed.
Sweet. Well, happy week we gave you guys the call and to officially be partners. You guys have a blessed day, okay?
Thank you. You too, Muzz. Enjoy the rest of the day as well.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.